On Mondays, we read from your emails. A week ago, we marked the death of Johnny Carson. And during that program, we played a portion of Johnny and Bette Midler singing Here's That Rainy Day, described as Johnny's favorite song. Emailer Mark Gourley in Goldsboro, North Carolina, reported that earlier in that same day on NBC's Today program, Tony Bennett sang I'll Be Seeing You and said that was Johnny's favorite. Well, it's entirely possible that Johnny Carson had more than one favorite song. Maybe more than two, but we thought we'd try to get to the bottom of this mystery, and joining us now is Broadway and musical film composer Mark Shaiman. He was then musical director for Bette Midler and was seated at the piano as they taped that Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Mark, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As musical director, you helped Bette Midler pick out the songs for that night. Tell us a little bit about the process.
We had come up with a few songs, and then the final song, the idea came up actually to me while I was in the shower one morning, and it was the idea of her singing One for the Road,
right?
Which is, now when you hear her sing it, it seems as if it was written for this occasion. But Bette is the all-time second-guesser, and so she's always, even as she starts to work on something, always thinking about what else could it be. And so that afternoon when she asked the band, what's Johnny's favorite song, kind of knew she was still kind of second-guessing, even up to that afternoon. And they all at once, at least my memory is, that there was a distinct, immediate rally went up of, Here's That Rainy Day.
And was this entirely popular with you?
I was having my own egotistical musical director schizophrenic dialogue in my own head of knowing, well, Here's That Rainy Day is a gorgeous song, but I just knew that One for the Road was just the ultimate. So I was kind of fearful that Bette was going to try to make a change in songs at the last second.
And exactly what she did. Now, interestingly, in the clip of tape that we heard last week, you're playing the piano toward the end of that song.
Well, I was backstage, and I hear through conversation, Bette brings up to Johnny Carson, you know, the subject of his favorite song. She starts singing, and he starts singing along, and it became very clear within just a matter of seconds that he was just totally in the moment, totally full of emotion. So everyone was just on pins and needles, and I was just waiting to see if the band piano player was going to join in, but no one was joining in. So, you know, I'm a piano player first and foremost and an accompanist, and I hear people singing without an accompaniment. I had to join in. So I realized what key they were in. I prayed to God I was going to remember the chords, because it's a tricky little song. And I just kind of subtly came in as they got to the second half of the song, hoping that I was mic'd. So then, speaking of schizophrenia, I mean, I was, on the one hand, just so excited. I was playing for Johnny Carson. I mean, how many people can say that? On the other hand, I was so fearful that this, albeit beautiful, moment that was transpiring was going to cut out the amount of time in the show, and that this final number I had helped Bette put together was going to be cut.
As it turned out, it wasn't.
Thank God it wasn't.
Mark Shaiman, thanks very much for helping us out with that little piece of American history.
Sure.
Mark Shaiman is an award-winning music composer, and he joined us by phone from New York City. You can send your comments, questions, or corrections to us at totn@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Finally, we'd like to welcome member station WFDD and its listeners to Talk of the Nation. Based in Winston-Salem, WFDD covers 32 counties in North Carolina and Virginia and begins broadcasting our show today. Found in WFDD's listening area are the metropolises of Winston-Salem, home of Krispy Kreme donuts and a couple of other dangerously addictive products, High Point, the furniture capital of the world, and Greensboro, where the lunch counter desegregation movement began in the 1960s. And though Talk of the Nation is new to WFDD, NPR certainly is not. The station is a charter member of NPR and carried that first broadcast of All Things Considered way back in 1971. Of course, WFDD did not always have such reach. The station first took the air in 1946 as WAKE, a 5-watt pirate radio station operated by a couple of students from a rooming house on the campus of Wake Forest University. The station went legit a couple of years later and became WFDD to honor the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, at which point listeners outside of North Carolina may now ask, Demon Deacon? Well, the Baptist College's football team earned the nickname during a devilishly good season in 1924. Their mascot, a pranksterous deacon in top hat and tails, attends all games. This year, the number 5-ranked men's basketball team and star Chris Paul are doing their best to defend that demonic title. Our welcome to WFDD, good luck to the Deacs, and apologies to any Dukies or Tar Heels who may be listening. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.